Is your business worth saving? Welcome to Business Rescue Roadmap, providing new approaches to your business, how to avoid pitfalls, and proven methods to take your business to the top. Save your business, rescue your life with your host and business coach, Stacy Tuschel.
You are listening to the Business Rescue Roadmap, episode number 92. I'm your host, Stacy Tuschel, and on today's show, we have a special guest. Her name is Laura Yates. She is an international coach, writer, and speaker specializing in helping people through breakups and heartbreak and getting them on the path to finding and fulfilling those healthy relationships. Now, Laura has written for and appeared in so many different places: the Daily Mail, Huffington Post, eHarmony, Match.com, EO Fire, and she's on a mission to help heal broken hearts all over the world and show people that breakups can be a catalyst for a huge positive change. Laura, welcome to the show. I'm so happy to have you on here today.
No, thank you for having me, Stacey. I'm really excited to be here.
Good, me too. And I'm just so intrigued by your business. And I really love talking to entrepreneurs just to kind of hear the backstory and how everything's begun. And one of my first questions is, you know, I would love to go back to that story when you decided, you know, do I have a business here, and had to make that decision to either commit to win or cut your losses. So share us that story if you can.
Yeah, for sure. I kind of fell into this by accident, I suppose. I didn't ever really intend to be a coach within the breakup and heartbreak area. What I was doing before, though, is I was coaching. So it was more, I suppose, what you'd call life coaching, really. It was a lot more general, and I was only coaching women at that point. And so I had that, you know, all of that coaching experience there. But during that time, I went through a breakup myself. And, you know, the way that in which I was dealing with that, I was writing a lot about it, and I would post that on my blog. And I did a few guest posts as well for bigger sites. And those pieces really seemed to resonate with people. They resonated much more than my sort of my general personal development coaching articles. And I think people could really resonate with me by just being very raw and honest and real, and, you know, trying to offer support and help as well. And so people would reach out to me and ask if this was an area in which I coached in as well. And the more people that did, the more I realized, oh my God, you know, we all go through breakups. Like, you know, no one is really immune to it, no matter how successful we are, how much money we have, our social status. But everyone goes through this stuff, and it isn't really an area where there is a lot of support for people. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to fill this. I'm going to fill this need. And so it kind of really found me. So it was it was very, very organic, very natural. And, you know, I've never looked back since. It's just been so rewarding. So that's kind of how it all started.
Well, and I love that this is such a great example of, you know, where you start is not where you're going to end up. And I think people are so afraid to get started because they're not sure, you know, what they should do or who they should market to. But this is just such a good example. You know, Laura didn't start out on this path, but she organically got there. And I think that it's just so big to get started and just see where you end up.
Totally. And I was really amazed by how quickly the momentum built once I kind of found myself on that path, and once I really started getting clear on what, you know, what the people wanted from me, what my audience wanted, as opposed to trying to, you know, appease everybody. It was just a small group of people, but that just made me be able to make my content, you know, a lot more intentional and a lot more for those people. So that created huge shifts.
Yeah. And you really found that gap in the marketplace and that need, and you filled it, which is amazing. Now, I want to ask you, what would you say, what do you bring to the table? You know, what are your important strengths that you bring to your business? And just share, you know, one or two things with us.
Yeah, sure. So I think, you know, my most prominent strengths are that I feel I am quite resilient. You know, my background, actually, before I even entered into the world of business and everything, my background is in performing arts. I was a performer and I went to drama school. And I think I learned a lot about emotional resilience there, and, you know, being able to handle rejection and pick yourself up. And that has definitely transcended through into my business career, I suppose. So, you know, I do feel like when I see blocks within my business, I tend to look for creative solutions or better ways of doing things, as opposed to sort of thinking, oh, well, that, you know, that hasn't worked, and see it as a failure and get quite down about it. So I think that's one thing that I've really learned to build up. And you know what, I'm pretty good at looking for opportunities and not being afraid to reach out to people and let them know I'm here, or, you know, propose some kind of collaboration with them. And I've done that a lot for the PR that I've got as well, you know, reaching out to journalists and tell them what I do and just being a bit creative in how I do it. So I think there are a couple of strengths that I really bring to the table that have definitely sort of fueled me forwards within the business.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and thanks for sharing that. Now, one of the things you talked about was, you know, reaching out to those journalists, and it's so important to have that amazing first impression and to really show that value. So, you know, what is one of the strategies that you did when you approached them to sound that you know, they needed you more than you needed them?
Yeah, sure. I think, well, you know, when it comes to getting PR, you have to look at what journalists want. You have to go in, I don't really like to say with an angle, because that does sound a bit journal-y, but it is, I suppose, you know, you have to be, it's no good just sort of reaching out to a journalist and saying, hey, I'm a coach and this is what I do. I think you have to prove that you've already helped people. And, you know, I try and make my emails to journalists very personalized. So I've looked at what they've written before, and I sort of think about, well, in terms of what I do, how does that relate? And so they already feel like I've, you know, taken note of what they've done before. And that just really helps to build up the relationship.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's all about building that relationship, really engaging with them on a one-to-one level.
Yeah, definitely.
Great. Well, Laura, let me ask, we're going to talk a little bit about money and just financial lessons that we've learned, you know, becoming entrepreneurs. And is there anything that you could share with us today, a lesson that you learned that has to do with your finances, money, anything to do with the business, and something that we can take away and hopefully learn from in our businesses?
Yeah, sure. So I would say the financial mistake, the main one that I've made, is actually not investing in the things and services that I really needed. So, you know, I mean, I suppose in a way my business could even now be a lot further on had I invested earlier in the right people who have the skills that I don't. And, you know, for quite a long time, I just kept on to everything myself, and I didn't see the bigger picture of investing in people and services that can do what you struggle with, so that you can really stay within your, you know, your zone of genius and really focus on the stuff that you're really good at and the stuff that you really enjoy and that you're passionate about. So although, you know, it wasn't a case of spending money where I shouldn't have done, it was more a case of not actually investing in those things, which really would have built that momentum even more.
Well, and I think it's just as negative, like harmfully impacting your business, as the opposite. So most of us do think it's, you know, spending those dollars and spending them in the wrong way, but it's just as bad to save your way into debt and to, you know, save your way into failure with this business. So figure out what you need and invest in those services, those products, whatever that is.
Yeah, definitely. It's so, so important.
Great. Well, before we move on, I want to just take a quick moment to thank one of our sponsors.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Audible is my go-to audiobook tool of choice, and I listen to my Audible app every day. Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/businessrescueroadmap. Again, that's audibletrial.com/businessrescueroadmap for your free audiobook today.
All right, we are back with Laura Yates, and we have just been getting so much value from her. And Laura, I've got a couple more questions I want to ask before we dive into our final ultimate guide of the Business Rescue Roadmap. So my next question is a good one. I love hearing people's answers, but define work-life balance. And do you think that that even exists? And if so, do you have it?
Yeah, you know what? I don't think there is a perfect work-life balance. I know for me, my business, because I love it, I'm so passionate about what I do, it's always going to be a huge part of my life. And I don't really want that to change. And so, you know, in that respect, the balance will always be tipped. But the important thing is that my business will run in a way that enables me to still do the things that I love to do, such as travel. So, you know, I mean, as you can tell from my accent, I'm a Brit, but I'm actually in Los Angeles right now, because I love being here, and, you know, I love to be able to have that flexibility to travel. And I certainly understand that having a sense of balance is important, and that your business, you know, doesn't negatively impact your well-being, your downtime, and your relationships, because all of those things are so, so important. But, you know, in a way, you have to be out of balance to achieve the things you really want to, because I think to hit goals, that means that you have to put more attention on one thing. And you know, the focus can always change. You know, perhaps, you know, one point of your life you want to be more focused in your business, perhaps another part you want to be more focused on your relationship. So it's just kind of figuring out what makes you happy and what balance means to you, really. And yeah, I think that's...
Yeah, and I think that's so well said. And what I'm realizing, I mean, you're episode number 92. So I've asked this question that many times. And I think everybody has such a different definition of it. So when I ask, you know, does it exist? It really depends on what you feel it is. So I love what you said. I think it was really well said. And I think everybody has their own view and their version of that work-life balance term.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about delegating and outsourcing. I would love to know, what's something that you just couldn't wait to get off your plate that you knew you shouldn't be doing and that you needed to delegate?
A copywriter.
Yes.
Yes. So my, you know, I love to write, but my, you know, I love to write my blog posts. I do a lot of guest posts for people, but, you know, blog post writing and article writing is very, very different from copywriting. And that is not a skill that I have. So I was sitting on that one for a long time. So I've invested in a copywriter and she's amazing. And you know, that's going to be quite transformational. That's one thing professionally that I've outsourced and very happy about it.
Well, and what I like about that is, well, first of all, not everybody needs a copywriter. I mean, some people are naturally amazing at it. Most of us, though, are not. And we need somebody to really take our words and make it sound better than what we would put in writing. So copywriting, you're still giving the content to that writer. I mean, it's still your words, your value, whatever you want to put out there, your unique twist on what you do. But then you're giving somebody who, you know, I'm an entrepreneur. I do all of these things, but I'm not a writer. You know, that's not something that comes naturally to me. So I as well had to invest in a copywriter. And it's just the content that's coming out just sounds so much better than what I would have put out there. So I love it. I love that you brought that up. And a lot of the big names that you're seeing out there, they aren't doing this on their own. They have somebody that they have a go-to person that can help them create this and just put it out there to the world. So great. I'm glad that you brought that up.
No, thank you. Yeah, I think it is. It's so important. And the right copywriter as well will really, you know, make a big effort to find out more about you and find out about your clients and really, really dive deep into those things. So as you said, you know, when they're writing the words, they're just able to articulate it in a much better way than I can or that you can, you know. So yeah, it's about finding the right person.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you delegate anything in the home to really help kind of take that chaos out of there and really focus on your business?
You know what? I was thinking about this and I actually don't, but it's made me think that I perhaps should. You know, I'm going to be honest with you. There isn't really anything that, I mean, I live on my own. So, you know, I don't have kids or anything. So, but I mean, I imagine if I had kids, then there would probably be something helping me to clean my home and all of that. But at the moment, no, I don't actually.
Well, and I think that we all have different stages of our life. And absolutely, I didn't need somebody in my home when I was by myself, but now with my husband and my two girls and having a baby, just there's so much stuff everywhere. And yes, my life has turned into needing somebody to help. But you're right. I mean, there's just different stages. And when the time is right and the time comes, absolutely think about trying to get some of those things off of your plate.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, let me ask you a couple questions before we head out, what I call the ultimate guide of the business rescue roadmap. So I want to know, what do you enjoy most about entrepreneurship?
You know, I enjoy the freedom and flexibility it gives you. Now, you know, don't get me wrong, when I say freedom, I don't mean it's like you only work 2 hours a day and that's it. you sacrifice big time, but for me, again, it's a unique thing, isn't it? And for me, freedom is, you know, being able to pick up my laptop and, you know, fly off to LA like I have done now and do things like this interview, which I love doing, and do that from anywhere in the world. I think it's just so rewarding. And you know, in terms of what I do to help people, I love that I'm able to help so many people, you know, using the power of the internet and being able to tie that in with creating a life that I love as well. And I just, you know, I really enjoy making content. So that is something which really lights me up. And there are just so many parts of being an entrepreneur that I really, really enjoy. But I think, yeah, it comes down to being able to help people, having the flexibility and being able to create great content.
Yeah. And I think when we use the term freedom, I mean, I do think some people probably think we barely work when that isn't the case because we love what we do so much. We want to be working all the time.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like work. But I think what we're really trying to say too is we just love to have the choice to do what we want with our time and that flexibility, like you said. You know, even if my day is completely jam-packed full tomorrow, I could change it at any point and decide I want to do something completely different. And I think there's so many of us that just love that freedom, that flexibility to do whatever we want with our day.
Oh, it's so liberating. Exactly. You've hit the nail on the head there.
Mm-hmm. Now, opposite question, what's the most challenging part of being an entrepreneur?
Yeah, it comes with its challenges.
Yeah, absolutely.
For me, it's that whole imposter syndrome. So mm-hmm. I can so easily fall into the trap of comparing myself to other people, you know, maybe other relationship coaches or writers who seem to be, you know, doing even bigger and better things than what I am. And it can be a real time suck and it stalls you and it just isn't a good feeling. So I've really had to kind of check myself on that because it's so easy to fall down that rabbit hole if you get too immersed in that. So that's definitely something that I've had to work on myself.
Yeah. And I think just everybody has insecurities. I mean, no matter what level of success you've reached, we're insecure about something. And that self-doubt can really hold you back and really kind of take down your credibility because if you start to act that way and be vocal about it, you're going to have other people believing your level of success isn't where they thought it was either. So it is such I think so many of us go through it. I definitely know you're not alone. I definitely relate to that. And I'm sure our listeners are too. So I appreciate you sharing that.
No, not at all.
It's good for our listeners to hear that, you know, even though you've had such a great level of success that there are still days where you feel like you shouldn't be doing what you're doing or am I good enough or, you know, anything like that. So that's great. I want to ask you, do you have any go-to online tools that you use, whether it's for business purposes or personal, anything to really help with your day, your work, anything like that?
Yeah, sure. So I am a big fan of Headspace, which is the meditation app. It's really great. You only need to do, well, it's 10 minutes a day. And for me, you know, my mind gets very cluttered, you know, in a good way as well. When we run a business, we've got all of these ideas. But what I find is that when I take just 10 minutes a day out, it really helps me to get clarity on what things are should be a priority, what I really need to take action on. And just detaching is just, I feel so important for me and my well-being and how I show up in my business. So that definitely is, you know, one of my saviors. And it's not like it's, you know, a woo-woo meditation app. It's great. So I would definitely recommend if people kind of really struggle with that they give it a try.
Is there a certain time of the day that you meditate or does it fluctuate?
It fluctuates. You know, I'm really trying to get into the habit of doing it first thing in the morning and in the evening.
Okay.
Yeah, but at the moment, it actually happens more in the middle of the day because I find that, you know, during the middle of the day, that's when I either have a bit of a slump or I really need something to get inspired. So just taking that time out really helps. But I am trying to up my meditation practice because it really does make a difference.
Yeah, meditation has been one of those things on my to-do list that I keep going, I'm going to get into this. I'm going to start doing it. And it's so difficult for me, but it's just something I'm going to continue to work on because I hear from so many people the powers of meditation. And it's something I really do want to get into my daily routine.
Yeah, I think if you can just try it for even, you know, a month, just try doing 10 minutes a day and see how you feel.
Right.
Yeah, when you notice the benefits, it encourages you to keep going with it.
Yeah, and for those of you listening that aren't too familiar, you're not really sure where to go, what to do to check out, I'm telling you, every time I talk to like a high-performing entrepreneur, meditation is one of their daily rituals. Absolutely. So before we head out, what is one last solid piece of advice you want to give to our listeners who are looking to level up their business and their life?
Sure. I mean, first of all, if you have an idea, just go for it and start with small steps towards the big vision. Because I think if you look at the bigger picture immediately, you just get so overwhelmed. So break it down and do something that you are passionate about. Because, you know, let me tell you, that is what will keep you inspired during the rougher times, and also to try and offer value to a really, really specific niche of people, as opposed to trying to offer something to everyone, because a smaller pool of really engaged people who love you and who adore what you do is so much more valuable in terms of, you know, money and credibility and all of that stuff than going for a sea of moderately engaged people. And I think, like we mentioned before, Stacey, you know, don't get overwhelmed by those who are, you know, who are doing incredible things out there, and compare yourselves to them, because, you know, you've got to remember that the very best, most successful entrepreneurs out there, they're just regular people too. And they started small and they had a vision, they had belief, they had drive, and they also probably had a good mentor as well. So I think that's something which has been really helpful for me, just having a mentor on board. And, you know, you can totally do that too. So, yeah, that would be my advice.
Yeah, I'm such a big believer with having a mentor who is ahead of where you want to be and in that place where you hope to end up one day. I just think you need that guidance, that role model, to really look at what they're doing and have them coach you as well. You know, in this world with online courses, I love online courses. I have them. I take them. However, not everybody is great with online courses because they don't have the implementation skills to really get things done, and they need that accountability. So I think finding a mentor or somebody that can coach you to keep you accountable is such a great tool in every business. I think all entrepreneurs should have somebody like that on their team.
Yeah, definitely. And like we were saying before, it perhaps seems like, you know, when you're thinking about investing, you might think, oh no, a coach, you know, I can't invest there. I need to, you know, spend my money elsewhere. But actually, if you can get someone on board who has taken those steps before you, you will save so much in time and money. So it's so worth it.
It's kind of like my Facebook ads experience. Before I was even knowledgeable about it, I'm just throwing money out there going, I can figure this out. And then I hired somebody and it was just fast track.
Yes.
So you've got to understand, you're throwing money out the window. You've got to get somebody to help you and guide you. So Laura, this has been fantastic. Thank you so much for being here. Before we head out, where can my listeners find more about you, your products, programs, everything you have to offer?
Absolutely. So yes, my website is laurayates.org. So they can find all my products and all my coaching and everything there. I'm on Twitter at Laura Yates UK and on Facebook, Laura.Yates as well. So that's where people can find me.
Perfect. And I will have all of this in the show notes, everybody, too. So I will link everything Laura just stated in there. If you go to StaceyTushel.com/92, that's Laura's episode. So all of the show notes, all of the links, everything we've mentioned today, you can find there as well. Laura, thank you so much for being on today's show. It was such a pleasure getting to know you and talk to you more. Thank you so much.
No, thank you for having me, Stacey. It's been great to speak to you as well. Really appreciate it.
We appreciate you joining us for this episode of Business Rescue Roadmap. Be sure to visit StaceyTushel.com for more free content, videos, and online courses like the Get Focused Academy that helps you let go of distractions and take the action necessary to achieve your dreams. We look forward to helping you save your business and rescue your life here on the Business Rescue Roadmap.